Tuesday's hearing was about whether the borough could go ahead and demolish what it's deemed a dangerous building at 1011 Wrangell Avenue in Petersburg. The borough assembly back in December ordered the owners of the house, Karen Ellingstad and Fred Trium, to fix the structure or demolish it within 30 days. Trium and Ellingstad appealed that decision in January and asked the court to stop the borough from following through with demolition. Trium, an attorney, argued his case before Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg Tuesday. He said they have appealed the assembly's order because of flaws in the order and the decision-making process. Trium asked Pallenberg to consider the harm of tearing down the home. He said the December non-compliance hearing held by the borough assembly did not have any witnesses or evidence other than a report on the condition of the home drafted by the borough's building official, Leah Luzak, along with some letters from neighbors. He wanted the appeal to be allowed to proceed and said tearing down the home would make that argument moot. The assembly made their decision at a December 2nd meeting following testimony from Trium and a closed-door executive session on the issue. In his report, building official Leah Luzak wrote that the foundation of the structure had failed in 2009 and as a result it had multiple violations of building code. Luzak deemed the home a dangerous building and thought the unoccupied house is uninhabitable and presents a hazard to the public and surrounding properties. Meanwhile, at Tuesday's hearing, borough attorney Jim Brennan argued there was more harm to the public to allow the home to stand, and he noted the homeowner had not fixed the structure since it fell off its foundation almost 5 years ago. Brennan argued that the couple had chosen to disregard the safety of other citizens. He cited the threat of the house sliding down the hill onto an adjacent property, potential hazard to curious children exploring the vacant building, or the new shelter for animals that's been created in the neighborhood. Brennan pointed out the homeowners had their opportunity to be heard and said the borough would have preferred they had dealt with the structure, but did not in 5 years of time. Trium responded that the home's not on a steep slope and said it wasn't going anywhere. He said if it was gonna move, it would have by now. Trium called that December non-compliance hearing an ambush and said he asked the municipality to postpone it, but was denied. Judge Pallenberg weighed the potential harm to the homeowners of demolishing the home against potential harm to the public of allowing it to stand during the appeal process. Pallenberg didn't think the borough had made the case that there was risk to neighboring homeowners from the building moving or financial damage from decrease in neighboring property values. Pallenberg thought doors and windows on the structure could be easily boarded up and ordered the homeowners to do that in a week's time. He said the harm was greater to the homeowners if the building was demolished. He also agreed there were questions about what he called an abbreviated noncompliance hearing. Pallenberg granted the motion to hold off on demolition and said the issue was not a complicated one. He thought it should be decided by the summer construction season. Depending on who's successful in the appeal, the borough could be demolishing the home during the 2014 summer season, or Trium could be getting more time to fix up his building. That could be pretty close to Trium's initial request during the December hearing when he asked the borough assembly to give him until Labor Day to make repairs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.